Parak Zion Mishnah Tess. HaPesach, if you have meat from the carbon Pesach, Shiyatza, that on the 14th day of Nisan, an Erev Pesach, when you shecht the carbon, it leaves the walls of Yerushalayim. And the rule is that there's different types of kachim, different types of sacrifices in the base of Mikdash. Kachim, kachikalim. Kachikachim is the higher level, kachikalim is the lower level. So even the lower level kachim, they can't leave the walls of Yerushalayim, and if they do, they become pasul, they become invalid, because they have to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. And this is learned out of Halacha in Mishnah Zvachim. Okay, so the rule is over here by the Karban Pesach that if the meat left the walls of Yerushalayim, it becomes invalid. Or a different case, Oshnitma, let's say it became Tameh on the 14th day of Nisan. The rule is, Yisareif Miyad, you have to burn it immediately, because it has a psul in the guf, it became invalid in its own entity, and it has to be burnt right away. What about Nitmu Habailim? If the owners of the Karban Pesach became Tameh, or the owners of the Karban Pesach died. Now there's no people to eat the Karban Pesach. So then Allah is Te'ubar Tzuraso, which image should change. What does that mean? It means like this. Since the psul, the thing that makes it invalid, is not in the guf, not in the actual carbon, right, but it's because of something else. It's because of the owners, right? The owners became Tameh or the owners died. You don't have to burn it immediately. Rather, you delay it throughout the night until the next morning. And what happens is that any leftovers becomes nosar. We said nosar, the halacha is that nosar is leftovers. If you have leftovers, you have to burn it. So what we do is we just leave it be. Automatically, by leaving it be, it gets left over and turns into nosar. And then you would burn it the next day. So when are you burning it? Not the first day, but the second day. And not as something which was, you know, the owner became tameh or the owner died, but as something that became, you know, no sir, it was left over. That's how we change its, you know, its label. V'yisar v'shisha asa, then you burn it on the 16th. So we know after 14 comes 15. How do you jump to the 16th day? So it's the first day of Chol HaMoed, because the 15th day right after the 14th, you can't burn it because it's Yom Tov, and we don't burn Kachim on Yom Tov. So you burn it on the 16th, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, like all other Nosar. If you have any kind of Nosar, any kind of leftover from the carbon, normally you would burn it on the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the 16th day of Nisan. This is the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, Avzah, even in the case where the owners became Tameh, where the owners died, Yisarif Miyad, you should burn it right away on the 14th day of Nisan. Levisha ain't lo ochlin, because there's no one to eat it. No one's going to eat it, right? So he says burn it right away. And the Gemara explains really that Rabbi Yochanan Broka is not arguing on the Tanna Kamma, except in the case when the owners became Tameh, or the owners died, before the Zvikas Damo Shal Pesach, before the blood was spritched on the Mizbeach. So if it happened before the blood was spritched on the Mizbeach, so it never became, there was never a Shasa Hechsha, there was never a time where it was edible. Because until you spritch the blood, it's nothing yet, right? And if the owners die or become tummy before they're spritching the blood, you have nothing, right? So then we burn it right away, okay? And he argues on Tanna Kamma. But if the owners died or became Tameh already after it was spritched, so there was a time where the carbon technically could have been edible, and then the owners died or became Tameh, so then Rabbi Yochanan Broka would be agreed to the Tanna Kamma that you don't burn it immediately, but you burn it on the first day of Chol HaMoed, which would be the 16th day of Nisan. Okay, moving right along to Mishnah Yud. So this is going to expound upon the halacha that we've been seeing over and over again, this concept of nosar. The pasuk says in Shemos, "V'los hosiru mimenu ad boker." Don't leave anything from the Korban Pesach over until the morning. V'hanosu mimenu ad boker, but if you left something over until the morning, ba'eshus, so you got to burn it. So leftovers have to be burnt. In fact, it's a positive commandment, it's a mitzvah say, to burn leftovers from the Korban Pesach. So now we're going to discuss it at length. Mishnah Yud. Ha'atzamos, if you have bones of a Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to break the bones. Especially Halacha, it says in the Torah, Ve'etzel lo tishberu bo, don't break the bones. So you're not breaking the bones, right? But now inside the bones, there's marrow. There's moach, there's marrow in the bones, which is edible. So since the marrow that you're leaving over, because you're not breaking open the bone to get access to the marrow, you're leaving that over, it becomes nosar, and you have to burn it. The bones also would have to be burnt as well. Okay, so let's just say you have bones that were left over with marrow inside of it. So it's a classic case of nosar. Or vehagidin, the sinews. The Gemara explains that we're not talking about the sinews of the neck, the gilead tzavar. because that's very, very hard. It's like, it's hard like wood, and it's not even edible. We're talking about over here, and there's no concept of nosa. You can leave it over, you don't burn it, because it's like a piece of wood. It's different than bones. Bones have the marrow inside of it, so there's something edible about it. But these sinews of the neck, they're not edible. They're very, very rough. So there's no concept of the nosa there. But what about the sinews of the basar harachim, of the soft flesh? So that's included in the regular meat itself. Okay, and that's called nosa that we're going to discuss right now. And then they bring down over here, the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's hamadubar hu begid hanasha hachitzon hasamach labasar. It's talking about the gid hanasha, which is the outer one near the flesh, meaning we know the gid hanasha, you can't eat the gid hanasha. It's like this piece of meat by the thigh. We don't eat it. It goes all the way back to when Yaakov was struck by Esav's malach. He was struck by in the thigh, so we don't eat this piece of meat by the thigh. So the regular gid hanasha is prohibited on a Torah level. But like the outer gid hanasha, I'm not exactly sure what this means. You could check an anatomy chart. But the point is the outer one's only prohibited on a rabbinic level. Okay, because the Torah prohibited the gid hanasha on the papimi samach la'asem. It's closer to the bone, and this is further away. Okay, but even though it's prohibited on a rabbinic level, okay, nimtzu she'afli she'as la'achla, since you can't eat it on a rabbinic level, still, on a Torah level, you have the din of nosar, right? Because it's leftovers. So therefore, you'd have to burn it. So this component as well, the gidin, the gid hanasha, which is the outer part of the basar, which is only forbidden because of gid hanasha on a rabbinic level, but on a Torah level, it is edible, and therefore nosar would apply. So now we have two different cases. We have hatzamos and we have gidin. The third case is if hanosar, just regular leftovers, a pulki, whatever it is, from the carbon pesach. Yisarfu b'shi sha'asa. The rule is, classic nosar, you burn it on the 16th day of Nisan, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, and even though that nosar, you're supposed to be burning it in the morning, right, the next day, but nosar yimenu ad boker, in the morning, the pasuk says you have to burn it. We don't burn it in the morning because it's Yom Tif, and you don't burn kachim on Yom Tif, so you push it off till Chol HaMoed. And what happens if Chol Shisha Asar Lios b'Shabbos? What happens on the 16th day, which is normally Chol HaMoed, is Shabbos? So it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So then you suffer with Shiva, so you don't burn it till the 70th of Nisan. Because just like you can't burn Nosar on Yom Tov, you can't burn it on Shabbos either. Nosar does not push off Shabbos, doesn't push off Yom Tov. So the first day of Chol HaMoed is on Shabbos, which can happen, happens every couple of years. You don't burn the Nosar until the 70th day of Nisan. And the Gemara explains that there's a mitzvah like this. On Yom Tov, you have a positive mitzvah, say, positive commandment to rest. It says Shabbos Son, you should rest on Yom Tov. And there's a negative commandment, a losa say, of kol malachas avodah losas, so you shouldn't do any work on Yom Tov. So every time you rest on Yom Tov, you're fulfilling two mitzvahs. The positive commandment to rest, and the negative commandment not to do work. Okay? Now what's the mitzvah of burning the nosar? It's a positive commandment, you should burn it. A positive commandment to burn it will not push off a positive and a negative of resting on Shabbos, or resting on Yom Tov. Right? When you rest on Yom Tov, you fulfill the positive commandment of resting, and you fulfill the negative commandment of not doing work. So you're doing two mitzvahs, one positive, one negative. So the positive commandment, the asay, to burn nosar, does not push off an asay and a los asay, a positive and a negative, that you're fulfilling on Yom Tov. Therefore, in this case, you'd have to burn it on the 17th day of Nisan. And this is not going to be relevant nowadays because we don't have a base of mikdash, we don't have the karbanos. But when Mashiach comes, it's good to know these halachas because they will be applicable. Okay, and that concludes Mishnah Yod.